You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Strategic Boredom. Let me ask you this. Are you bored at work? How often have you heard from your children or other people that they are bored? In the age of constant notifications, motivational hacks, in our productivity culture, boredom has been cast as a villain, something to avoid at all costs. But what if strategic boredom is actually an untapped superpower you can use in your personal and professional life? What is strategic boredom? Strategic boredom is defined as the intentional practice of creating periods of low stimulation and minimal activity in your day, not as a form of laziness, but as a deliberate mental strategy to restore focus, spark creativity, and support better decision making. How does strategic boredom benefit you? Neuroscience research suggests that deliberate periods of strategic boredom can unlock creativity, reduce burnout, and help you make better life decisions. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a link to this research if you want to read it. How does strategic boredom work? When you're not focused on anything, your brain's default mode network, your DMN, becomes active. Your DMN is a set of interconnected brain regions involved in self-reflection, imagination, and future planning. Other research studies have shown that a strategic boredom state helps your brain integrate scattered bits of information from all over your brain, which can lead to creative insights and problem-solving breakthroughs. Why does strategic boredom work? Your brain resets into an idle mode. Research studies show that when your brain enters a strategic boredom state, it enters a unique idle mode. In this unique idle mode, strategic boredom helps your brain recalibrate into a new state. Your dopamine levels are balanced. Dopamine is a compound that acts on areas of the brain to give your feelings of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. Constant novelty from new information in your life, like viewing social media, reading emails, texting, talking on the phone, etc., creates dopamine spikes and valleys, keeping your brain stuck in an agitated state. Your dopamine levels remain constant during a strategic boredom state. Clarity emerges from your mental space. During a strategic boredom state, without thousands of inputs coming into your brain competing for your attention, your creative, intuitive insight signals, that is your true priorities, begin to more easily flow through and are easier to understand. How can you practice strategic boredom in your personal and professional life? Consider these three things. Number one, schedule a strategic boredom block. About 20 minutes in your calendar each day where you do nothing stimulating your brain. No phone calls, no texts, no social media, no reading, no talking, etc. Schedule this strategic boredom block on a regular basis. Number two, use the strategic boredom single task rule. Pick an ultra simple task, for example, folding laundry, mopping a floor, etc. at home, cleaning up your workspace, filing paperwork, etc. at work, and give it your full attention during your strategic boredom block. The point is not to focus on the single ultra simple task, but to use such a mundane task to allow your brain to enter a strategic boredom state. Number three, use strategic boredom as a cognitive filter. As you perform your single task during your strategic boredom block, use your brain's default mode network, your DMN, as a cognitive filter to filter out all other thought. You can then receive fresh insights, unexpected connections, and creative solutions that emerge during your strategic boredom state. By practicing strategic boredom on a regular basis, you create the mental breathing room that lets you hear your deepest insights, rediscover curiosity, and make choices from a place of calm clarity instead of a place of constant stimulation to create a positive impact in your personal and professional life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.